Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 24, Part 1, How Lord Chaitanya Delivered the Entire Three Worlds. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, begins this by saying he offers his respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of his spiritual master and of all the other preceptors on the path of devotional service. He offers respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas and unto the six Goswamis, namely Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all of their associates. He also offers respectful obeisances unto Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of his devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur. Then, Krishnadas Kaviraj offers respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and all the gopis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. Next, he says, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Krishna descended in order to deliver all the living beings within the three worlds, from Brahmaloka down to Patalaloka. Lord Chaitanya caused their deliverance in three ways. Lord Chaitanya delivered the fallen souls in some places by meeting them directly, in other places by empowering a pure devotee, and in still other places by appearing before someone personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered almost all of the fallen souls by directly meeting them. Lord Chaitanya delivered others by entering the bodies of great devotees, such as Nakula Brahmachari. And Lord Chaitanya delivered still others by appearing before them, as in the case of Narsinghananda Brahmachari. I shall deliver the fallen souls. This statement characterizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present, anyone in the world who met Lord Chaitanya even once was fully satisfied and became spiritually advanced. Every year, devotees from Bengal would go to Jagannath Puri just to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after meeting, they would return to Bengal. Similarly, people who went to Jagannath Puri from various provinces of India were fully satisfied after seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People from all over the universe, including the seven islands, the nine khandas, the planets of the demigods Gandharva Loka and Kinnara Loka, would go there in the forms of human beings. And having seen Lord Chaitanya, they all became Vaishnavas. Thus, in ecstatic love of Godhead, they chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and danced. Thus, by direct meetings, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the three worlds. Some people, however, were entangled in material activities and could not go. To deliver people in regions throughout the universe who could not meet him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally entered the bodies of pure devotees. Thus, Lord Chaitanya empowered living beings, his pure devotees, by manifesting in them so much of his own devotion that people in other countries became devotees just by seeing them. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the entire three worlds, not only by his personal presence, but also by empowering others. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami now says that he will briefly describe how Lord Chaitanya empowered a living being in Bengal. In Ambuya Muluka, there was a person named Nakula Brahmachari, who was a perfectly pure devotee, greatly advanced in devotional service. Desiring to deliver all the people of Bengal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the heart of Nakula Brahmachari. Nakula Brahmachari became exactly like a man haunted by a ghost. He thus sometimes laughed, sometimes cried, sometimes danced, and sometimes chanted like a madman. Nakula Brahmachari continuously exhibited bodily transformations of transcendental love. Thus he cried, trembled, became stunned, perspired, danced in love of Godhead, and made sounds like those of a cloud. The body of Nakula Brahmachari shone with the same luster as that of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Nakula Brahmachari showed the same absorption in ecstatic love of Godhead. So people came from all provinces of Bengal just to see these symptoms. Nakula Brahmachari advised whomever he met to chant the holy names Hare Krishna. Thus, upon seeing Nakula Brahmachari, people became overwhelmed with love of Godhead. When Shivananda Sena heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had entered the body of Nakula Brahmachari, Shivananda went there with doubts in his mind. Desiring to test the authenticity of Nakula Brahmachari, Shivananda Sena stayed outside, thinking as follows. So if Nakula Brahmachari personally calls me and knows my worshipable mantra, then I shall understand that he is indeed inspired by the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thinking in this way, Shivananda Sena stayed some distance apart. There was a large crowd of people, some coming and some going. Indeed, some people in that great crowd could not even see Nakula Brahmachari. In his inspired state, Nakula Brahmachari then said, Shivananda Sena is staying some distance away. Now, two or four of you go call him. Thus, people began running here and there, calling out in all directions, Shivananda! Whoever is Shivananda, please come, for Nakula Brahmachari is calling you. And hearing these calls, Shivananda Sena quickly went there, offered obeisances to Nakula Brahmachari, and sat down near him. Nakula Brahmachari then spoke, I know that you are doubtful. Now, please hear this evidence with great attention. For you are chanting the Gaura Gopala mantra, composed of four syllables. Now, please give up the doubts which have resided within you. Shivananda Sena thereupon developed full confidence within his mind that Nakula Brahmachari was filled with the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shivananda Sena then offered Nakula Brahmachari due respect and devotional service. In this way, one should understand the inconceivable potencies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, please hear how Lord Chaitanya's appearance, or avirbhava, takes place. For Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appeared in four places. Number one, in the household temple of his mother, Sachimata. Number two, in the places where Sri Nityananda Prabhu danced. Number three, in the house of Srivas Pandit during congregational chanting. And finally, in the house of Raghava Pandit. Lord Chaitanya appears because of his attraction to the love of his devotees. That is the natural characteristic of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded February 27, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namaste Narasimhaya, Prahlada Klada Nayani, Hiranya Kashipura Vakshaha, Shilatankana Kalaye. Namaste Narasimhaya, Ito Nrisingha, Pato Nrisingha, Yato Yato Yami Tato Nrisingha, Vahi Nrisingha, Hridaye Nrisingha, Nrisingham Adim Sharanam Prapadye, Nrisingham Adim Sharanam Prapadye, Nrisingham Adim Sharanam Prapadye. Namaste Narasimhaya, Vakara Kamala Hare Nakam Adbhuta Singham, Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam, Keshavadvita Tarahari Rupa Jajagadisha Hare Jagadisha Hare, Javakara Kamala Hare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam, Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Sringam, Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jajagadisha Hare, Jajagadisha Hare, Jajagadisha Hare, Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jajagadisha Hare, Jajagadisha Hare, Jajagadisha Hare, Jajagadisha, Jajagadisha, Jajagadisha Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
hurry.